Blog Talk Radio. Welcome once again to Madame Perry Salon, the podcast where fascinating people meet. I am your hostess, your groove mistress, and your spiritual advisor, Madame Perry. But you don't have to call me Madame. You can call me Jen, Jennifer, JP, Perry. I'm just happy to be here and happy that so many people are listening to the show, are following, becoming members on everything from Spotify, Apple iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. I am just so grateful, and thank you for the nice reviews people leave. I think one of my favorites was that sometimes the guest might be somebody famous that you know, and sometimes it might be someone you don't know, but the guests are always fascinating, and I appreciate that, and that's what I want to keep going. We've had so much happening recently, and so many more guests too coming up. Check out too Joshua Pruitt was on. You probably know him. He's written on he's written Doctor Who and Hamster and Gretel. If you know those, and lots of cartoons. And so, if you haven't started following him yet, a lot of stuff going on there. Our friend Dr. Drayvon James was on again. Listen. Why do I love Drayvon James and have her on so much? Any woman that can take care of her family, she is also a pharmacist, and she plays two roles, not one, but two roles, on when she was on The Wire on HBO. That is my kind of woman. I want to be like Drayvon James. But we've got a lot more stuff coming up too soon, and I can't wait to tell you about that. But right now, let me say, I am so totally psyched. Can you feel I'm in a good mood? My guest tonight, everybody's been texting me, asking me if this is true. And yes, I ever get messages and emails. Yes, it's true. If you haven't heard yet, legendary Canadian band, The Guess Who, new album, and they're going to be on the road. They're probably coming to your town. But their magnificent, stellar guitar player, Michael Sterto, is right here in the genie bottle that is Madame Perry Salon. So, Michael, let me welcome you here for the first time.
Well, thank you. And it's a pleasure to be on your show. Pleasure to finally talk to you.
Well, I am delighted. Just so you know, if you didn't know about the genie bottle, one of my first guests went out and told people, hey, I've been to Madame Perry Salon. It looks like the inside of Jeannie's bottle. So, as in I dream of. So, we decided to just let it be a teeny bottle in cyberspace, and it's my version of the cultural salons of the past. So, I hope you found a nice, cushy pillow to sit on, and we're just going to get into it.
I have. It sounds very enticing, and I've never been inside a Jeannie bottle, but I was a big fan of the show. I mean, it sounds like a great... great starting point. I love it.
good. I was mentioning to you earlier, our friend Kasim Sultan, and the first time he was there, he goes, wow, I love the Moroccan decor. So,
right.
Yeah, it's got a groove to it.
Sounds wonderful.
Okay, Michael Sterto, you are the guitar player in the Guess Who. But
I am.
Honey, you've got a provenance that is just mind-blowing. I wish I had a more sophisticated word coming out of my mind in the moment, but you've got pedigree, provenance, cred up one side of the planet and down the other. Tell us a little bit about how long you've been playing so people can just, everybody knows who you are, but just for people to get who may not know your backstory, to get to know where you come from, because I think I can't believe I've heard that you're from Rochester and that you also, yeah. But now you live in Nashville, and that's
true.
Yeah. That's a little different.
Yeah, that's true. It was a great change. You know, growing up in Rochester, New York, I started playing early on as a teenager and kind of worked my way up the ranks. And now living in Nashville, Tennessee, living in the South, and you know, I couldn't ask for a better place geographically to be, both musically and geographically. The weather's fantastic, and it sure is a far cry from the Western New York winters. You know, being so close to both Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, it's quite the stark contrast. But I'm very happy. As far as playing, I mean, I've been playing since I was young. I've had a very fortunate career. Playing with many different artists, you know, regionally in the Western New York area and in Toronto, the Canadian scene a little bit with an artist named Phil Nero. But ultimately what really kind of propelled me into more of a noteworthy position was getting a gig with Foreigner's original lead vocalist, Lou Graham. And that was a very pivotal opportunity in my career that's kind of led me to where I am now.
That had to be just a very heady moment. I mean, you've practiced, you've trained, you're ready. You wouldn't have been there in the position for that if you weren't. But still, it had to have been such an exhilarating feeling.
It's pretty incredible. I mean, getting to stand next to somebody that is responsible for, you know, being one of the iconic voices of a generation in the 80s. I mean, with all groups like, you know, Journey and REO, Styx, you know, the forces of the 80s, the AOR era. It's pretty darn cool. I look back now and I think to myself, I really can't believe I did it, but I did, and it's pretty incredible. Lou's an amazing human being, and you know, I cherished my time with him.
Fantastic. So it's dream when they have something that they're focused on, that they have a passion mm-hmm. for and enjoy, to have a career out of it. And when people consider sometimes the arts are sometimes the most difficult, no matter how valuable they really are to us and to society, that sometimes it can be a difficult career path. Or as I've told some people, because I've been an entertainment publicist for quite some time, and I say, mm-hmm. you know, you have to bounce back. You have to have faith in yourself. And you've got to remember, it can be a user-friendly business. And there's always somebody ready to use you. So.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, there's times I refer to it as a meat grinder. And, you know, although that might be a little bit aggressive, but there's times where you feel like it is. But I tell you, you know, being in this industry, you have to, you know, coming up, you have to thrive on rejection and thrive on the word no. And some people use that as a deterrent, and some people use it as a motivator. And I was obviously on the latter end of that, and ran into many, you know, many instances of opposition, but ultimately persevered because I don't really think I picked music. I think music picked me. You know, it's something that I was born with, something I was brought up with, and it's just who I am. So therefore it became a driving force, and it helped me, helped me get to where I am.
And I apologize, I'm going to ask you some questions you've probably been asked, you know, way too many times. But did you come from a musical family?
Yeah, absolutely. Had, you know, uncles and that were musicians professionally, and my parents were all musical in some capacity, whether it was a hobby or music appreciators. Music was always happening at the house, records, you know, in parties, people singing, you know, playing an instrument, being around it, you know, all my siblings. I have a sister that played piano. I have cousins that were very musical, guitar and piano and singing, and we were all very musical growing up. I was always music around, so it was just an obvious path to take. So.
Mm-hmm. So how about that? But, you know, how wonderful to have that around you.
Absolutely. It was a great upbringing.
Yeah. I mean, it has to feel like a great, you know, my husband's, he created my intro music, and his whole family was that way. And in fact, that's how his mom met his dad, because she wanted to be a big band singer. And the her parents wouldn't let her, so she would sneak out of her room in the morning, go to the radio station, and sing with the band. And my husband, and then she'd go back home, sneak back in the window, and go to school. Like
there you go.
And the people would see. Some people would ask to her parents, "Well, we heard Shirley on the radio." She goes, "Oh no, 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 you didn't. She was in bed. I know. I went and woke her up." So I like that. That's the thing. If you've got the drive, honey, you're gonna make a way.
Amen. 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 That's exactly what I was speaking to earlier. I mean, you don't take no for an answer, and you decide to steer the ship yourself.
Exactly. I like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Lou Gramm, I mean, oh my gosh. And so many people that you've played with. I know we want to get to what you're doing now, so I'll just ask you one or two more questions about that, and then we can get on to the Guess Who that's coming.
Awesome.
That's on tour. And the new album that is just stellar. What other can give me a couple of your highlights in your career? You don't have to go, but just some of the most fun things, or certain things that had a spark where you could have just gone home just without a car or a bus or anything.
I could have died a happy man. There's a few things, and one of those, growing up, one of my favorite guitar players' biggest influences was Neil Schon from Journey. And, when I was playing with Lou, we were actually direct support for Journey on a short run, and getting to share the stage with him and be in his company and befriend him, go from being like uber fan to like, I don't want to say contemporary because I wouldn't consider myself on the same level, but we're performing on the same stage. That was pretty amazing. Doing network TV with Paul Rogers and Lou at the same time, which is incredible. And I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, we play with so many great artists, all over the world, Europe, Canada, Mexico, all over the States, getting to travel and meeting people that I revered growing up and becoming friends with them. It's just been a really amazing opportunity. There's just so many to count. I mean, I've been so blessed, and now all of it leading to getting to perform with another legendary iconic band, the Guess Who, is just it's just something that you read about in it's like a story that actually came to fruition. So it's pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. And, I was looking back at an old vintage guitar magazine from 2014 mm-hmm. that even said mm-hmm. you even performed with the Buffalo Philharmonic.
Yes. We did several Philharmonic shows with Lou. They were pretty spectacular. I was actually in band growing up in my school formative music years, and it kind of took me back to that whole environment. But it was really cool how they orchestrated all the stringed instruments and the brass and wind instruments to accommodate his catalog, which is pretty spectacular. It's quite the different path from the full on rock and roll show of just bass, drums, guitar, and keyboards. When you're bringing a whole symphony, it's pretty incredible. It takes to a whole other level.
Wow. By the way, this is a good time to stop and say that if you're listening to us live tonight, because this show goes on, to several other podcast platforms and apps about 2 hours after we finish. But if you're listening live on October 3rd, 2023, and you want to talk to Michael Sterto, you want to ask him a question about the Guess Who guitar or his vlogging, which is fun. He has a fun blog. And give us a call. The number is 646-716-9922. 646-716-9922. Blog Talk Radio assures me that it's a toll-free call in the continental U.S. And for people who, I don't know if you remember any days like this, Michael, but for people who happen to be at a job where you can't make a phone call, you can always mm-hmm. message your question into me on Facebook,
awesome.
Either to Madam Perry or to Jennifer Maudette Perry. So.
Very cool.
The Guess Who.
Yes, ma'am.
And when did that hook up, get together, you and the Gadsoots.
Yeah, so it's really interesting because we were the country was shut down during the pandemic for a couple of years, and you know, nobody was really doing much. And just as we were coming out of it in 2021, I received a phone call from now former Guess Who bassist Rudy Zarzo from Quiet Riot fame, Whitesnake, and all the different bands he's played in, Ozzy Osbourne in his illustrious career. He reached out to me when their guitar player at the time was leaving to join another band, and they were considering people to replace him. And he called me asking me if I'd be interested. And the ironic part of it is that when I first started playing with Lou, right after the first year of playing with him, somebody from the Guess Who organization reached out to me just after I committed to continuing with Lou, because when I was playing with him that first year, I was under the understanding it was going to be a year and then he was going to be finished. We weren't going to continue on touring, but he had asked us to commit to another year because he liked the way the band sounded so much. He wanted to keep going another year, and somebody from the organization had called, from the Guess Who organization, had reached out to me and asked me if I'd be interested, and I politely declined because I had already committed and I thought it probably wouldn't be a good idea to go back on my commitment. And then fast forward to 2021, and the same knock on the door came, and I figured, you know, I was interested back then, but because of the commitment, I kind of passed on it. And opportunities don't knock twice, so I figured I probably should acquiesce, and I'm glad I did because you know, here I am, and we're motoring down the road, we're touring our butts off, we have a new record out, and man, I am so glad that I answered that phone call.
I know you did. Well, apparently, I think you must have gotten a feeling from all the phone calls from Rudy. And Rudy Zarzo, I think he was the first musician I had on this show. Such a superb player and very nice man.
A sweetheart and a dear friend.
Yeah, sure. So you got Rudy, and you get calls from the you know, the whole Guess Who camp and everything. You probably kind of felt like you had been courted by the whole family and cousins, and so you had to go ahead and say yes.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I think it's just a matter of timing. You know, it worked out, and obviously was meant to be. And like I said, here we are, and we're moving and grooving. We have a new record, Plan d'Amour, that we recorded last year, and I'm probably getting ahead of myself, probably answering some questions you haven't asked yet, but just giving you a little bit of a preview of you know, how exciting the opportunity has been. You know, it's been a whirlwind. So I joined in 2021, and here we are, 2023 October, almost ending 2023. And I tell you, the last couple of years have just flown by, where we've been really productive. We've been doing really, really well. We have five singles and videos that have been released from the new record. The first song, The King, was released back in February. And we've been releasing singles and albums every 6 to 8 weeks. The full-length album, CD, everything came out June 30th, so everything is available now. But we're continuing to release videos and singles, like I said, in the interval of every 8 weeks. And just a few weeks ago, our latest single, Spaces, came out, which is fantastic. And you can check that out on YouTube or our socials and all streaming sites, YouTube for the videos, Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, everything. You can find it everywhere. It's worldwide.
Oh, fantastic. So, yes, Guess Who? So you start, let's see, this is October 3rd. October 6th, you're going to be in Iowa?
Yes, we're going to be in Ames, Iowa.
At Stevens?
Stevens Auditorium? Is that right?
Stevens Auditorium.
Yep, that's it. And then we're in Onamia, Minnesota the next night.
Mm-hmm.
So we're zooming around.
yeah, th- four nights in Utah.
Yep, four
that's
sold
a lot
out
of
nights
love.
In Park City, Utah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We played there last year, and we sold out all four nights. And what a fantastic city. What a fantastic venue. If you've ever been to Park City, if you've never been to Park City, I strongly advise you to go. But, man, we love it there, and they treat us so well.
Well, and why wouldn't they? You know. by the way, the website is theguesswho.com. Couldn't make it any easier than that. Theguesswho.com. And make a note now that a lot of my listeners tell me that they listen while they're driving or while they're running, jogging, working out. So for that reason, I always say that anything you don't get, aren't able to write down, I will always share the information on where to find your music and where to find you in person and all videos, everything on all of my social media, and not just Madame Perry Salon, but on my personal as well, to make sure everybody gets to it, gets a chance.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right.
Fantastic.
So let's go. Well, I have another question, but we have a caller right here. So if you'll hold with me, Mike, I'll stay.
Fantastic.
Hi, this is Madame Perry with Michael Sarto. Welcome to the Genie Bottle. Hi.
Hi, Madame.
And introduce
Perry.
Yourself.
Hey, my name's Larry Marcinko. I live in Decatur, adjacent to Atlanta. And I hope the sound quality is okay. I'm still learning how to call and join a link at the same time. But anyway, I think I'm getting the hang of it. Hey, I have a
you're doing great.
Have a quick caller, a little nervous. Hey, but Michael, I've got a question for you about guitars. And I was listening to some of your songs. I think the one that really stood out to me, I think the title was Wasting My Life Away, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, I love the kind of raw, controlled power with an edge. It's hard to explain or describe sounds, but I was just wondering what kind of guitar and amp you use or any foot switches, things like that.
No, right on. And your name is Larry?
Yeah.
Hey, Larry, how are you, buddy?
I'm good.
You know, that was a fun record to make. That was a long time ago, but I think if I recall correctly, that was just a Les Paul through a Marshall. And I think it was pretty straightforward. You know, you can't go wrong with that rock and roll formula, Les Paul and a Marshall.
I like Les Pauls. I have a Strat. I used to have a Les Paul. It was stolen in New York. In my infinite wisdom, I won't make this about me, but I left it in a frat house. In my infinite wisdom, I was 25 years old. Anyway,
only a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah, and there was that same year, I think 2001. You had Hydrostatic and Love for You, and I thought this guitar just is a cool, searing kind of guitar. I just love that sound.
All right, I appreciate that. It's very kind of.
Yeah, yeah. I was also wondering, when it comes to the Guess Who, now there's a whole different sound from the hit single version of No Time, but I always thought that guitar was really striking. What kind of, you don't necessarily do it exactly the same way, but I was just wondering how you approach that with, you know, what guitar and amp.
As far as the tone of for the song No Time?
Yeah, yeah. What do you play on when you? I guess you guys play that one. And just wondering what guitar and amp you would tend to use.
Yeah, so with the Guess Who, it's slightly different. The guitar is the same. I'm still using a Les Paul, a Gibson Les Paul, which is kind of my go-to. But with the exception of amplifiers, I'm using the Fender Deluxe amplifier, but I'm only using the electronics of the Fender Deluxe. I'm using speakers, a Marshall cabinet, and it's a 100-watt cabinet, which is 25-watt Greenback Celestians. But the real secret to that song is that that Randy Bachman tone is the American Woman pedal that Tech 21 makes, which is pretty cool if you're a gearhead. It's a fuzz pedal with a gate, with a noise gate on it, so it gets pretty snarky, and that's how I'm able to achieve that the lead line, the hook of that song. So, and then same thing for American Woman, and but with the Guess Who, it's all about replicating those iconic part. So that's something that you have to take very seriously and try to be as accurate as possible, because, you know, people are so, the songs have been around so long, people want to hear them that way. And so do I mean, I want to hear it played that way as well. So basically I try to be as authentic as possible, as much as I can be. I'm not Randy Bachman, but I do have high respect for him. So I try to pay as much homage to him in my playing as possible.
Oh, that's really cool. I admire your skill and your humility as well. I think that's a big part of what it takes. It's really cool that they made a pedal for that sound specifically. That's cool.
Yeah, it's a signature pedal. They're hard to find, but if you jump on Reverb, you probably could find one or two here or there, and they're not cheap.
Yeah, I might do it.
There you go. Yeah, well, you should check it out for sure. Yeah, right on, Larry. I appreciate the questions, man. Great questions.
Oh, yeah, keep up the good work, too. I got to track down your version of some of those songs.
Right on.
I think you're going to love the new album, too, Larry, if you haven't heard any of it yet.
No, I have not yet.
Oh, well, you got a good surprise coming.
It's available everywhere.
Yeah, I'll seek that out.
Okay, it's called Plain D'Amour, and you'll thank us immediately. You'll love it. So,
I will. But thank you
so much for calling, Larry.
Well, thank you very much, both of you, and I'll see if I can't figure out how to hang up and keep listening. Well, here goes nothing. Thanks a lot.
There you go, Larry. Take care, buddy. Thanks for the call.
I got faith in you. All right. Thanks. Oh, that was a cool call.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a little geeky there, guitar geeky.
Yeah, that's great. That's what I always say. You know, I'm no good at that, so I always say if you're a guitarist, call, because if you want to talk gear, you got to call, because I know diddly about it.
That's great. So you mentioned the record a couple times. Have you had a chance to listen to the record yourself?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, what's your favorite track?
Well, Plain D'Amour. Oh, my gosh. You know when you first get a new album and you start going back and forth with it? Like, this is it. And then you start driving down the road and another one comes up. And I've said this to other musicians, too, because they'll say, like, Soraya was on. And they're on – I'd heard a lot on Little Steven's Underground. And I'd say, well, this was my favorite. And then I kept riding and heard this one. And – Oh, Michael Sterto. And let me say this. We've got somebody else that wants to talk to you. And if you're listening live, 646-716-9922. And please call me and talk to legendary guitar player Michael Sterto. And let's see. Welcome to Madame Perry Salon. Come on in and talk to Michael Sterto and me and introduce yourself.
Hi. I'm Peter G. I'm an animator in Chicago, and I'm just calling in to say hello real quick.
Oh,
hey,
Peter,
what's happening, ma'am?
Go ahead, Peter. This is one of our favorite listeners and callers, and he's an animator, but he's been doing videos for a radio station in Chicago, and now he's doing some rock videos. So, yay!
Oh, right on. What's happening, ma'am?
Not much. How's it going for you tonight so far?
It's going great. It's going great. Welcome to our party.
Thank you. Well, I had a question about the lineup for the band, because one of the things I always find interesting is when bands start, it's usually not – people will sometimes switch instruments. Like one of my favorite bands is Level 42, and Mark King, the bass player, started off as the drummer. And when he switched switching to the bass, that he also incorporated how he played the drums into his bass playing, which is why his sound is so unique. He basically treats each line of his bass guitar as a part of his drum kit.
Sure.
So I was wondering, what were the differences between when the Guess Who started? And it's, you know what? I think it would work better if you did this instead.
Well, I mean, it's hard for me to speak from experience. I wasn't in the Guess Who from the beginning. So I can't really answer of the inner workings, and the band's been around for, you know, since 1962. So what specifically are you asking so I can answer correctly?
Well, just how things move around over the years, because I'm sure that as the lineup changes, they'll bring somebody in, and then it's like, you know, maybe he would be better on the, like, they had a quote from Lemmy from Motorhead, and he met Jimi Hendrix, and they asked him, so did you learn anything from Jimi Hendrix? He said, yeah, I learned to give up the guitar and play bass instead.
Right. Yeah. Well, what I can say from knowing a little bit of history about the band, when they started out, the original band was a four-piece with one guitarist. And then after Randy Bachman left, they hired two guitar players to replace him. Not necessarily replace him, but that's how they evolved their sound, which has been kind of the course that the band has stayed, because I don't know if you're as familiar with the current lineup, but Derek Sharp, who's the lead vocalist, he also plays lead guitar as well. So we're kind of co-guitarists, which is very exciting.
Okay. Yeah. It's just interesting seeing bands change and evolve over the years. Like when Fleetwood Mac had that period when they told Lindsey Buckingham to take a chill pill, and they brought in two guitarists to replace him.
Right.
And then they swapped it out and brought him back in again.
Exactly. Well, I mean, Lindsey Buckingham's a force of nature anyways. I mean, that's you probably need three people to replace him at, you know. So
I always just find it so amusing with everybody talking about how great Taylor Swift is. It's like, yeah, Taylor Swift writes songs about her exes. Stevie Nicks wrote songs about what a jerk her ex-boyfriend was while he was playing guitar on stage next to her. Which
poor
one would
Taylor.
You rather be?
Poor Taylor. She could learn a lot from Stevie Nicks. And I'm going to probably get a lot of trouble for saying that, because my daughter is a huge Taylor Swift fan.
There's a lot of, I don't fault people who like her. I mean, I have odd taste in music too, so it's like, I'm sure that if you looked over my music collection, you'd go, really?
Well, I mean, how can you argue? I mean, she's playing major cities. She's doing three sold out stadium nights in a row in most cities. And I think I read someplace where her tour gross in those particular cities, like when she stops in one city, is equivalent to the GDP of five small countries. So, you know, you can't argue. Can't argue with success there, right? So, what do I know? I'm an old guy.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I acknowledge her place in music history. I've heard some of her stuff. I think she's fine enough. But then again, I didn't like Guns N' Roses either. I still don't, so I'm not the best person to judge musical taste.
Right on. Well, to each his own, you know, to each his own.
I've commented that it's weird to me how much I enjoy Sweet Child of Mine when anybody other than Axl Rose is the one singing it.
Have you seen Carrie Underwood do it?
Well, I've heard quite a few covers of it. There's a group called Flatpak. They did a remix of it that sounds more like a lullaby than anything, and it sounds really nice. I love Slash's guitar playing. It's just I don't like Axl Rose's voice.
There you go. Hey, you know, it's what makes the world go round.
Right, yeah. If you look at my music collection, I have hundreds of CDs of ska music, starting from traditional to two-tone to the third wave. So, and I know that most people look over, I've never even heard of a quarter of these bands, really.
Oh, there you go. Well, I think it's time for you to try to figure out how you're going to pick up a copy of Plain D'Amour.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I love expanding my horizons, believe me. I mean, my whole music history has been, I've always been out of step with the mainstream. I started off with new wave in the 80s. When I got into high school, I got into jazz, and when I got into college, I was listening to R&B. In fact, I didn't really start getting into classic rock until about like maybe 5 years ago. So I have this huge gap in my musical history that I'm working on filling in. So, and then so what's the next horizon to explore? There's just so much out there, and there's only so much time you have.
That's right. That's the beauty of it.
All right. Well, you know what, Peter?
Mm-hmm.
Plain D'Amour. Plantamore. I'm trying to see where the okay, the Guess Who is going to be in Illinois. Later.
We'll be in Des Plaines.
Des Plaines?
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
How far is that from you?
That's, I think, roughly an hour from me.
Yeah,
so not that, so not that bad.
All right. That'll be October 28th.
Okay. Yeah. You can tell I'm a genuine person from Illinois because I measure distance in time, not miles.
Okay. Right.
Well, hopefully we'll see you at the show.
I would love to see
it.
I'll start jumping on the website and I'll have a look.
All right. Sounds good.
On.
So put it on your calendar. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
All right, so, the number is 646-716-9922, or you can message me. By the way, I had when I was talking to you about, you asked what the favorite song was, and, yeah, I do go through that with a new album, because if I'm driving and listening to it, then it want to be my favorite,
mm-hmm.
The King. The King was my favorite.
Oh,
then,
wow, that's
all the way to Plaindamore. Plaindamore. That was because I have some long drives to take this week and last
mm-hmm.
week. And so I got, like a 22-mile ride somewhere. So I'm just putting it on. And, I'm trying to sing along.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, I'm glad
then,
you're enjoying it.
Oh, I am digging it. Seriously. And here's the thing. I was just getting ready to tell you that. And then I got a text pop up from Larry, who called earlier, and he said, hey, my favorite track from the new album is the title track, Plaindamore. So.
Well, right on.
All right, Larry, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both fun songs.
Not a clunker in the bunch. That's always a good thing. I have another caller for you, Michael.
Okay, great.
All right. Hi, welcome to Madame Perry Salon. This is Jennifer, and we've got Michael Sterto. So come on in and introduce yourself. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Carly Alexander.
Hi, Carly. How are you? Yes,
I'm
I can
good.
Hear you.
How are you?
Good. You might could get a little closer to a microphone or just to your mic.
One. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Perfect. I just recently was introduced to you, Mr. Michael, and I was just wondering if you're coming to Atlanta anytime soon.
If said it again?
I said I was recently introduced to you through a friend of mine, introduced to your music, and I was wondering if you were going to have any shows in Atlanta or the surrounding areas anytime soon.
Yeah, we'll be in Atlanta in January at the Buckhead Theater. Absolutely.
Oh, perfect. That would be a perfect show to me to go. That would be perfect for me to go to.
Yeah.
My birthday is in January.
Oh,
really?
Perfect.
When's your birthday?
January 3rd.
Right on. Well, we'll look forward to celebrating your birthday with you.
Yes, sir.
I love it.
And thank y'all so much for taking my call. I greatly appreciate it.
Right.
Well,
we're
delighted to have you call, Carly, and thank you so much. I'm so glad that you're a new fan of Michael Sterto, and you're going to love the new Guess Who album since you're already liking the music. You love the whole album. And happy birthday when your birthday comes. I will be there. We're going to have a good time. It is going to be a good time.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the Buckhead Theater. We're looking forward to Atlanta. We haven't been to Atlanta in a couple of years, and it's always great. It's always a great town.
And that's a great theater, too, Carly, because there's places where you can, it's easy parking, and there's places where you can walk to up and down the street there to, if you want to have dinner first before you go or after. So, yeah.
That sounds perfect.
All right.
Awesome.
Love it. And thank you for calling, Carly.
Of course. Thank y'all for taking my call. That's so exciting. I've never been on the radio before. I've never been on a podcast before.
Really? Well, good. I'm glad we're the first. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank y'all so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Bye-bye.
I love her. I love her energy.
Oh,
love
she
her
was fun.
Voice.
She was lots of fun. Absolutely.
Yeah. I hope I see her at the show. This is the kind of person I like to hang out with.
Absolutely. Me too.
So, tell us about, what do you want to tell us about now, the lineup for the show? Or
As far as the band, we got a great band. I mean, we're
let's talk about this band.
Yeah, so Gary Peterson, okay? Gary Peterson is the original drummer from the very beginning, from before the band was called the Guess Who, Chad Allen and the Expressions. And he's been the mainstay through the entire 60-plus years career of the band. He's fantastic. He's probably one of the most amazing drummers that I've ever played with, and probably every drummer that has come up after him has probably regarded him as an influence or they've learned something from him, whether it's listening to his music or watching him play. He's amazing. Derek Sharp, lead vocalist and guitarist, songwriter, producer, amazing vocalist, entertainer. I love being in a band with Derek. Derek's fantastic. He's been in the band for a long time now, probably like 20 years. And actually, he's the longest tenured lead singer in the band's history, which is pretty amazing. He's a amazing person to play with. And we have a gentleman named Greg Smith on bass, who's played with everybody from Alice Cooper to Ted Nugent. He's new to the band. He's just coming on with us. And on keyboards, we're playing with recently is Teddy Zigzag from Guns N' Roses. So I didn't get a chance to tell Peter, last caller, that as much as he hates Guns N' Roses, I don't think Teddy would like to hear that. But Teddy's been he was on the Use Your Illusion tour. He played with Carole King, Billy Bob Thornton, Alice Cooper, you name it. He's got quite the pedigree. So we have an amazing lineup of musicians in this band, and rightfully so. I mean, the band is legendary. I mean, the Guess Who is Canadian Music Hall of Fame members for a long time, you know, Canada's first mega rock star bands, paved the way for every subsequent Canadian band that's come after them. It's just really, really an amazing band, amazing show. I mean, our show is a very dynamic show, very entertaining. It's not what you would expect from a regular rock and roll show. It literally takes you on a journey. Derek's a fantastic entertainer. There's not a dull moment. I mean, if you're not standing on your feet within the third or fourth song, then you probably can't stand up because you have a limitation. Because the music is so energetic. And, you know, I think what happens is, you know, people forget how many songs that they don't realize are Guess Who songs. And they come and they said, holy smokes, I didn't remember that song, or I didn't think that was the Guess Who. And then they're at the end of the show, they're just on their feet and just as exhausted as we are performing.
Wow. And Derek, the singer, I mean, I know he's got a lot of, he's got a lot of cred too, but there's something about the way he sings, especially when I first heard Plain D'Amour. He's got a mm-hmm. way of singing with power. Like, I don't know all the terms, so forgive me if I get them wrong, but you know, when it's coming from a listener and a fan's ears and heart and soul, he sings, he's got power. He's got power ballad. He's got, but how? But he puts soul in it.
Yeah, he's amazing. I mean, he's a formidable talent. He's an amazing songwriter. He's an amazing musician. He's become a great friend, and I'm honored to be in a band with him and Gary and everybody else that's in the band. Derek's amazing, and you will not be disappointed with his level of performance when you come to the show. So it's incredible.
Yeah, because I said, how can you get that kind of power and that when he gets that note out, and yet he still puts it right. I mean, it's getting right to your solar plexus, you know, with the soul he's got in there. So it's like, whoa.
Yeah, he's a powerful singer. He's loud. He's a very powerful singer, and he sings with a lot of heart, a lot of feeling. So yeah, he's a very talented person.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, we even stopped and had a dance break in the office to that.
That's cool.
So Megan and I, yeah, we said, okay, it's time for dance break. Let's go. We got to stop and do this. I'm going to say 646-716-9922. We still got time to talk to Michael. And I'm going to stop just a moment and take just a short break. Michael, thank you for your patience and staying with us. And we'll be right back in about a minute and a half.
All right. Right on.
Are you still with me?
I'm still with you.
All right. Here we go.
I mean, the world has gone crazy, right? I mean, this whole pandemic, I don't even know if I'm coming or going anymore. You know what I mean? But the one thing during the pandemic that I found out, right, that was a good thing was the Madame Perry Salon. I mean, this podcast, right, when you hear her laughing, all you want to do is laugh. Right? When her dog's barking in the background and she's talking to the duck, she's going to an interview, and I'm like, this podcast is the best podcast I've ever heard before. You know what I mean?
And you see what I mean? That was just a tiny, tiny sample of Plan to More from the new Guess Who album, Plan to More. And, oh, it just gives me chills. Michael, what else can we expect coming soon? I mean, you've got so, I know that you're giving us so much. You've been so generous. The music, I mean, my gosh, you can't have a more star-studded lineup than what you've got.
Well, like I mentioned earlier, we have 5 singles and videos out right now. The latest one for the track Spaces on the album came out about a week or two ago. You can find it on our YouTube channel. You can stream the song on Apple Music, Spotify, everywhere you find music. We're going to be doing videos for every song on the album. There's 8 songs on the album, so we have 3 more to go. So we're actually planning on continuing to support this album throughout the rest of this year and into the beginning of the new year. And we're going to head back in the studio to do the follow-up to Plan to More. We're excited. We've been writing. We've been exchanging ideas and kind of fleshing them out at soundcheck and trying to make sense of all the inspiration that is coming to us. And we're excited to continue, you know, promoting Plan to More. And you can pick up Plan to More at our live show. We have vinyl, we have CDs, and we have some limited edition colored vinyl. We have green, smoky green, and a splattered purple, as well as just regular plain old black. You can also order that from our label, Deco Entertainment, their website. You can get the album there, and I think it's available in retail as well. But the best place to get them is at our show. So if we're in a town and near you, whoever's listening, if we're in your town, come to the show and grab an album, grab a T-shirt, and come rock out with a Guess Who.
Whoa, you guys are really in the people pleasing business. I'm telling you, you leave nothing out for us. Okay, you leave out nothing. Thank you so much, and I think I've kept you a little too long, and I appreciate you being so generous with your time and talking to people and sharing all this information. Again, folks, we've been talking to Michael Sterto, and he's had a magnificent career. And you've probably, if you like music, and especially if you play, you've probably read articles about him in Guitar World, Guitar One, Vintage Guitar. He was featured in GBass.com's Gearhead Gazette, all over the place. And he's an aspiring blogger. That's the information I get. And his vlogs are so much fun. This is a point where I'm going to start getting texts and messages online from people saying, why didn't you ask him this? Why didn't you ask him that? This happens to me a lot. And I'll go, well, why didn't you ask him? Go, because I was too busy listening. So, All right. Rusty in Oklahoma said, that's me. That's me. Hey, man, this is Rusty. I enjoy the music. I'm enjoying the interview and can't wait to get the new album. Thank you so much, Rusty, for your message.
Oh, right on. Thanks, Rusty. Appreciate it. Can't wait for you to get the new record and hear what you think of it.
Okay. Yes. He says, thank you. And let's see. And then I've got a group. So people that are in New Mexico texted and said they're doing tabletop gaming, role playing, and they were listening to the show while playing. So they said, okay, this is going to go great. This is going to be great theme music for playing. So, hey, thanks a lot. I love my gaming people. I don't know how to game,
right,
but I enjoy the people. So.
Did you say they were role-playing?
It's some kind of – it's like tabletop games, like a Dungeons & Dragons or whatever.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure I was clear on that whole thing, their whole role-playing. Sure. this is a family show, right?
Yeah. If not, I would have warned them. And on the Guns N' Roses, there's a woman, Jackie Monahan. She's a comedian in Los Angeles, and she's also an actor. She's done a lot of movies. She does an impersonation of Katharine Hepburn singing Guns N' Roses. I know. I'd like to send that to you.
Have you ever heard the Ethel Merman version of Guns N' Roses?
No.
That's entertaining. That's pretty funny. I did want to ask you, though, when we took a break, was that Sebastian Maniscalco doing your commercial?
Let me just say a faux Sebastian Maniscalco.
Really? Wow. He did a great job. I love Sebastian Maniscalco. He is hilarious.
I do, too. I love him. But I've got this guy that does I've got one spot he did where he's being Shaq, Ernie, and Charles Barkley all in the same one.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Talent. Yeah, very talented. So I don't have the budget for the real ones, so, yeah, we just got to – but I'm lucky.
There you go.
Hey, man, thank you so much. I know I kept you longer apologize again, but can't wait. Congratulations on the new Plan to More album. Everybody, remember, you can get the vinyl, for gosh sakes, in what colors? Green, it's like a purple splash. Who did that artwork?
The artist that did the album cover is Giannis. He's a very famous artist that's done Led Zeppelin, the Allman Brothers, Yes, and he did a fantastic job. I mean, when you pick up our album and you actually buy the vinyl copy, the packaging is just like it's outstanding. I mean, you get to open it up and it's just like it takes me back to when I was a kid, when I used to look at 12x12 albums and just had the whole journey. And you put the record on and you just look at the pictures, you read the lyrics and everything that's involved in it. It's just such a great, great package delivery. It's just fantastic. I encourage everybody to go out there and buy the record. And then you can also download it and stream it or buy a CD, but you can't go wrong with the vinyl. The vinyl is just fantastic. It takes us back to a time. I know you probably can relate when albums were cool, and I think they're starting to be cool again. So it's definitely worth it. So, but Giannis did an amazing job with the illustration, and we're very grateful, and he knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, I'm telling you, folks, when you sit there, when you hold the album and look at the art, when you hold the vinyl record, and then you listen to the music, the experience will be, and I hope this fits in with your – it's okay with your vision – transcendent.
It's so much sweeter. It takes, and then like you could be in your genie bottle listening to the record role playing. It'd be fantastic.
Oh, floating in cyberspace role. Yes. Well, most of my role playing is steampunk. Okay. So, so all my steampunk folks, but, hey, yeah. Oh, thank you so very much. Thanks to my, thank you to Chip, your publicist. He has been absolute Chip Schultzman with Mile High Production. Chip has been an absolute prince to help me pull this together. Thank you for being so kind as to answer the message from somebody you've never heard of. And thanks to Megan Whitlock, my producer, for helping me pull everything together. I think everybody should just love each other, love yourself,
absolutely.
Have a great time, get the album Plain to More by the Guess Who.
Full of love. That's what it's all about.
I'm talking about it. Yeah, Plain to More means full of love. And what I always say, Everybody's got to swing. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Chip. Thank you, everybody that called in.
Thanks for having me.
Mother Goose.